With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Hello, magical friends. I'm Allie Michelle.
And I'm Raquel Mantra, and welcome to Your Own Magic Podcast.
Our intention is to connect you with the most inspiring thought leaders and visionaries and share some of our experiences and wisdom to help you unleash your own magic.
Yes, we're so grateful you're spending this present moment with us today. Now let the magic begin.
You already have everything that you need to feel happy and fulfilled, and we all say that, but if you can truly step into this moment and live that, I mean, what is awakening other than being completely immersed in this moment?
Right now, that reminds me of my favorite Lao Tzu quote.
If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. And if you are at peace, you are living in the present. And we'd like to give a quick shout out to our sponsors.
If you follow us on Instagram and watch our stories, you know that we're quite the pancake connoisseurs, and we love to make vegan protein pancakes with Organifi's delicious chocolate complete protein powder. We are also in love with their superfood green juice powder, because even if you're eating veggies all the time, they lose a ton of nutritional value by the time we actually eat them. And not all of us have the time or the means to get all natural, fresh, organic vegetables that our bodies deserve, which is why it has become part of our morning routine to use Organifi's delicious green juice.
Yes, and I am crazy about their red juice that seriously tastes like Kool-Aid, but a healthy Kool-Aid that is just packed with antioxidants and immune-boosting herbs. And we just want to hook you guys up with this amazing product. So Organifi is giving our listeners 20% off your purchase. So go to Organifi.com and use our code MAGIC at checkout. That is Organifi.com, code MAGIC. Also a part of our healthy morning routine is to take our Hum Nutrition Vitamin Beauty Supplements. I swear, my digestion has never been so smooth since taking Hum's Flatter Me and Gut Instinct supplements daily.
And my skin has never been so clear since taking their daily cleanse tablets. Hum Nutrition supplements are sustainably sourced, non-GMO, and free of soy, gluten, artificial colors, and preservatives. We'll share our story on how Hum has healed us and mention our special Hum giveaway for you later in the show. Also, Hum is giving our listeners 20% off. Just go to humnutrition.com and check out with the promo code MAGIC. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. The link is in our show notes.
Now let the magic begin.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ready, Ellie?
I'm so beyond ready.
And I'm so beyond cozy. Right now we are in Allie's bedroom. That is our professional studio. And I think it is quite open and white and bright and a sacred space for us to talk to you.
Yes, and we're so happy to be here today to share some of our experience in tapping into your truest and highest self and living with purpose. And we would love to share more of our story together and how we've been kind of on this journey of learning how to really cultivate this practice of living on purpose with purpose. So,
shall we share our India story and how we met?
Yeah, let's share.
Honestly, guys, we met a year ago, or it was a little over a year ago. Allie walked in to a yoga studio, Hot 8 Yoga.
Hot 8 Yoga in
Santa
Monica.
Yes, we're getting our hot yoga on, which is what us LA girls love to do. And she just stood out to me like a fly in milk. I'm going to say something more beautiful. How about a mermaid in the water? Because that's what you look like. You just have that mermaid hair. And I didn't know your name or anything then, but in my mind, I was like, that's mermaid girl.
Mermaid girl. You know, you said that to me too, because I was teaching in LA like 5 classes a week. I was just teaching as much as I possibly could to try to like get over my shyness, honestly, and learn as much as I could from teaching and cultivate like this inner voice. And then in walks Raquel, who I had no idea would become like my soul friend in life. And she's like, mermaid girl. And she would come to my classes at 6 a.m., which like my best friends, my sister didn't do that. Like, who does that? So it was pretty cool.
What can I say? I mean, you said I am teaching a 6 a.m. class. And honestly, guys, it's as much as I'd like to give myself props for entering that 6 a.m. class, I am an early bird. I wake up between like 4:30 or 5 a.m. so I can start my morning routine. So to be honest, the 6 a.m. class was so ideal for me. But long story short, I saw her. We communicated and we were like, all right, I'm going to take your class. I did. And then I went off to Bali, and a year later, we were just DMing.
That's right. You slid into my DMs.
I slid into your DMs.
You did.
Which is, makes me feel so grateful, because I just, you get a lot of DMs. I'm just saying, Allie gets a good amount of DMs.
You know, you say that, but like pretty much all my friends in my life are through Instagram. Like, I think it's just how people meet.
That is. Instagram is the true, like, that is the Tinder of just friendships.
It is the Tinder of friendships. That is a great way to put it. But anyways, long story short, after meeting Raquel for the first time. I lived in LA for another year. I've grown up there my whole life. And I had moved to Oahu. Mm-hmm. And Raquel had DM'd me. She was thinking about going to Hawaii. And I was like, yeah, you should stay with me. And then she responds and she's like, okay, but I'm doing a 500-hour teacher training in the Himalayan mountains for meditation. And you should come. And I don't really know what came over me, but I clicked on it. And I was like, yep. Okay.
I know you wrote me back right away. You're like, I feel so called to this. Yep. Like, all right, Allie. Yeah. You better get on this.
Yep. So and guess what? I went online. Oh, and it was 200 hours, not 500. I don't know why I said that.
It was one. It was 100.
Yeah. Man, I know. Brain. It was just like, it felt my yoga like a training lot. Was 200. It did feel like a lot.
It felt like a lot. I mean, we'll talk about it, but we did meditate for 6 to 9 hours a day, guys.
That's not an exaggeration at all, by the way. I'm not joking. So, long story short, we signed up. Met in India. Again, we had only exchanged that like one conversation in person. But you can just tell when people come into your life that are going to be really important and really great teachers for you. It's like magnets, you know, you just know.
It was like a magnet moment. I saw you and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I cannot believe this is actually happening.
Yeah, we were in that little airport and you were carrying like 6 suitcases.
In all fairness, I was moving from Bali. Okay. Yeah. I was about to move to Hawaii and I knew it.
You got to work on that minimalism.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen my closet? You guys should see. I'm going to take an Insta story of my closet sometimes. I have like just the smallest amount of clothes. I have one suitcase full of
clothes.
Pretty
sure they're mine that I gave to you too.
Yes, anyways. And it's you and Mickey.
So yeah. Then we got in this like wild gypsy cab and went all the way up into the Himalayan mountains. Do you remember how many feet it was? Was it like
it was pretty high up there, and I don't think that they measured in feet. So I was like confused. I have no idea.
But we were in the heart of the Himalayas.
We were in the heart of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just remember that magical drive, seeing all the cattle on the sides of the roads and the farmers.
That chaos
of
India.
Oh, wow.
India, it's there's
culture
no,
shock.
There's no glamour. There's nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing is. Everything's open. It's it's beautiful and it's chaotic, and no one's
colorful,
covering up like the scents. It's not like perfectly organized. It's basically the complete opposite of the U.S. It's just like
we were driving on both sides of the road.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah,
but there's like this, they understand the flow of the chaos there, like
exactly. I honestly, though, it was one of the craziest, most wild rides of my life. I felt safe.
Yeah
India,
it brings stuff up.
It stirred stuff up instantly. Yeah.
I think a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm going to go on a spiritual journey to India. It's like, no, you have no idea what you're in for.
And you think you're going to walk out so enlightened, but more so you're just really tapping into a lot of stuff that you have buried deep down inside for so long. Mm-hmm. And that starts to arise. Oh, and then all of a sudden, I just remember when I look back at India, I see this dark filter actually.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's a place to face your soul. That's really what it is. And and basically we were meditating, like, just to give you an overview, we'd get up at like 5, meditate pretty much all day long.
It would be 2-hour meditation with the group, right? Yeah. At 6 a.m. we had to be like in our seats. We started chanting and
there's like an hour of chanting, all different types of meditations all day long, with like, you know, little lunch breaks here and there. And it would go until like 8, sometimes 9 p.m.
When Master would say, we're meeting again tonight, I was like, oh no.
He's like, appreciate the present moment as though it's fresh and brand new, like a sunset. You appreciate a sunset every day.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. We ended up accepting it, which was challenging at first.
Oh, it was so challenging. And then we did this hike into the Himalayan mountains.
Oh, I'll never forget that hike.
Oh my goodness.
To save my life. It started out so sunny.
It looked sunny. You know what?
Bright.
This hike was a metaphor for our time there.
Yep.
It starts off so sunny and beautiful, and it's magical, and we're following the master like through the Himalayas, and we're experiencing nature, and it's so beautiful.
It's such a masculine energy too.
And we were feeling so connected and all spiritual, and then bam, out of nowhere.
We were hit like hail.
Yeah. Ever. Like, wild.
It hurt.
It hurt. Like, it really was hurt. Like,
pounding us on the head. And I'm holding like my cameras and stuff. And,
oh,
like,
that's right. You had a poncho.
Yeah, I had the master's poncho that he had let me.
Because he was underneath the tree.
Yes, because I only had like my sister's tiny little sweatshirt.
That's right.
So he's like, here, take this. You'll need it.
You had the poncho to save the backpack. Yeah. And I just didn't have anything because I didn't. Because
you had the one. My Aloha hat.
I had your Aloha hat. I do not know what I would have done without that snapback. I have no idea. And I didn't have an awesome tree like the master. The master was so, but he was embracing the present moment. I just remember him standing underneath this tree so majestically, looking out at the hail, like so calmly and accepting. And I, on the other hand, feet did not fail me. Now I started running down that mountain, and then I realized, like, I booked it, and I realized halfway down, oh my gosh. Oh, he did have a poncho, by the way.
He totally had a poncho. But he was just appreciating the hail. It was the most majestic, beautiful thing from this, like, neutral place. And you and I are like, are we going to die?
Yeah.
So we, like, kind of start, you know, scurrying down the mountain.
Well, I scurried down. Realized you weren't behind me. Because I think that you wanted to follow Master a second.
That's right. I was like, you know, I bet this is a test. And I'm going to do it. My ego is like, yeah, I'm going to get this test.
Which was actually pretty awesome, not gonna lie. I give you kudos for wanting to, yeah. But then when I went up there, you're like, okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I just started hailing harder.
I thought you were behind me the whole time, and I realized, like, halfway down you weren't. I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Honestly, that climb back up to you, that was really hard. But then seeing you, it was like a relief. And then coming down, and then that's when we went down to the tent.
We went down. Oh, yes. So we're kind of in this flurry, this panic, trying to get down the mountains of the Himalayas. This hail is like pounding on us. And then there's this random tent, like, with maybe 15 guys, and they happen to have a speaker underneath the tent, and they're playing Despacito
by Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. And they're just like dancing, and you and I just like kind of looked around, got under the tent, and just like
truly in a hailstorm
and so happy. And I remember the rest of the group was kind of like looking at us like, what's going on here?
Aren't you guys miserable like us right now?
But honestly, I mean, it was so,
we let our souls free,
beautiful, because so beautiful. My mom always said growing up, she's like, you know that quote, life's not learning about wait or no the it's storm. Not waiting for the storm to pass, it's learning how to dance in the rain. So we dance in the eye of that storm.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
I have chills right now thinking about it, and I'm gonna always express when I have chills, because I really think that that's just a sign to look and reflect back. It's confirmation.
So that was the beginning of this friendship.
Yes.
And yeah,
I like to call it our soul twinhood.
And you were going to move back to LA, and I was like, have you tried Hawaii?
And like, before you moved to LA,
she had all her stuff with her, so I kind of just took her back with me.
She did.
Yeah. And
sorry, my LA friends.
Yeah.
Allie got me.
I got you. Well, no, Hawaii got you. Hawaii just takes
you. LA. Yeah. She called. I had been wanting to live here since I was a child, and I kept begging my parents, like, guys, I really think that we need to move to Hawaii. My dad didn't budge. He wanted to stay in Utah. I don't know why I want to stay in Utah. And Utahs don't even have a southern accent, so I don't know why I'm doing that right now.
I don't know. But our random accents come out anyways. I have an Australian one sometimes.
She does. Every time you
I'm like, thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
And you're like, what? He's like, where is this coming from?
It's so true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I think I just think it's pretty. Or maybe it's like my alter personality. But
it could be.
Point being, now we are here.
Oh, we did make it down. Wait, we need to finish the story. We did make it down to the end of the Himalayan mountains, back to our place, and it was sunny right at the tail end. We got lost for a little bit though, looking for the end.
We got so lost. Oh my gosh, again, great metaphor. And then we went back, and then we were like, again, patting ourselves on the back, like, look what we just did. And then we proceeded to have this, like, this is the sickest I've ever been in my life. I mean, pretty much everyone gets sick when they go to India just from the bacteria. And
it,
the
just
food and
stuff.
It just happens.
It's like, it's something that if you decide to go to India, just accept, I might get a bug. And that's okay.
It's an initiation. But compile that with being pounded with hail, and you will get like the gnarliest stomach flu you'll ever experience in your life. So This was a great bonding experience.
Yes. Just to say.
Yeah, a little just, bit. You know, taking care of each other. And so it was interesting because the first week, you know, there were so many obstacles of the mind. Mm-hmm. And we can say like, oh, yes, we are so much more than our bodies all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you're sick and you can barely like sit up straight, can you really tap into that like meditative state? You know, like what a contrasting challenge that was. So,
oh my gosh, I do remember. And it was very kind of our master to acknowledge that we were very sick and he was accepting if we needed to stay in, but we mm-hmm. did decide to go meditate, but we lied down and he was totally okay with that. And then once we were better, we were able to sit back up for hours.
Yeah, he's very compassionate.
Very compassionate.
I mean, I think that people, you know, that's been his journey in his life yeah. since, you know, it's just always been meditation. His childhood, yeah. And there's this profound kindness
true in his eyes. Authentic, the most
yes
I felt so safe,
that compassion and that light so in his safe. Eyes
yes.
You know, and I think it's similar when you meet any person mm-hmm. who has this awakening within them, it's mm-hmm. it's just like they're
well they look at you
they look
and it's
into
like
you.
They look into you they look at you. Your soul. When he was looking yeah. at me, I just felt mm-hmm. like I felt understood.
Yeah, and that is the true namaste consciousness, like mm-hmm. to actually say the light in me honors the light in you. He does that with one look.
He did.
It's beautiful.
Oh, Dr. Keshava. This is a shout out to you.
Yes. So that was kind of the basis yeah. of us getting to know each other.
And then we decided to flee back to your area in Oahu.
Yeah.
And share your one bedroom.
Oh, man.
For a while.
Yeah. And that was, you know, those few months we experienced a lot of challenges.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we felt very, at least.
Isolated
and lost. And like, we were kind of floating a little. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard to tap into that highest self. It was like in India, there was this deep, profound fulfillment of just mm-hmm. being right here, right now. Mm-hmm. But when we were back, it was like, it was so hard to find that depth. It was like,
again, yeah.
we were on the surface of the ocean looking for a treasure that existed 100 feet deep.
We would hike find the way. And we would go into the ocean and be like, this is great. We're one with nature right now and mm-hmm. feel tuned in. But then we would have a moment where it was hard for us to actually recognize that we are so beyond perfect as we are right now, because we were so anxious and excited for the future moment to move to Kauai. We were mm-hmm. so, we were wanting that experience back in India and back in the past of other experiences, when we really were just, and then once we did realize that like, Oahu, this is wonderful where we are right now.
Yeah.
That's when we're able to tap back in.
And honestly, that period of stagnation and feeling mm-hmm. like we're floating, it was a gift because mm-hmm. it forced us to get really still.
Mm-hmm.
It forced us to slow down mm-hmm. and sit with ourselves and face that pain as a teacher and face darkness as
a
teacher.
And recognize the contrast is the way for us to embrace the light.
Mm-hmm. I think Tony Robbins said it. He's like, your problem is you think you shouldn't have problems, but they're what sculpt our soul.
Yes. Oh, chills again.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony.
I mean, that's true. That is alchemy, you know?
Yeah.
Because there is light inside of us. And how do you transform that into gold? You have to shine awareness on it and yeah. walk through it. And I think that's where a lot of the trouble from the world comes today, is a disconnection from the soul. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling connected to yourself, then you can feel connected to others and mm-hmm. have that namaste consciousness when you greet every single person. Because when you recognize that living is a collective effort,
mm-hmm.
it's not about I, it's a we.
It's a we. That's why when I meet people, I want to look at them in the eye and just let them know, like, I see you. Like, mm-hmm. we're good. We're both good.
That avatar. I see you.
I see you.
I see you. Yeah.
Oh, I see you, boo.
But anyways, through that stillness, we actually were able to listen and mm-hmm. got the idea for this podcast.
Yeah. So that's how our magic of your own magic came about.
Yeah. And it was really listening to podcasts every morning was a way for us to
feel connected
and feel connected. Yeah. And so we were just kind of using it as a way to heal ourselves, which is where it starts.
Yeah.
You know, and we were just writing and that was super healing. Oh. But speaking of India, it reminds me of this story where this mother brings her son to Gandhi and she's like, please get my son to stop eating sugar. And Gandhi's like, okay, come back in 2 weeks. And 2 weeks later, she comes back and he looks at the son and he goes, stop eating sugar. And she was like, can't you just say that to him 2 weeks ago? And he's like, but 2 weeks ago, I was still eating sugar.
Chills.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it starts with you.
It really does start with you. And you got to be honest with your word and hold that integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, this is so fun.
This is so fun.
This is great.
We do have a lot of nights like this where we just, this is my favorite actually part of our nightly routine when we're both in each other's presence at night. We sit there across from each other on our couches with our crystals and we just end up talking about life, and that's just when it goes deep. And I just feel so, that's when I feel the most connected to my highest goddess self. And mm-hmm. it's my favorite part about every night. And I'm glad that we're able to now do this midday, but to share this with other people. And yeah, because I think that everybody deserves to hear their own self and tap into their own magic.
Mm-hmm. And that's really all we are. We're mirrors.
Yeah.
You know, here to just hand each other the golden keys to yes. unlock those places within ourselves. And sometimes the key is very painful and very challenging. And sometimes it's just magic, and there's love and there is divinity in both of those,
mm-hmm.
as long as we can recognize that, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break to share our love for our sponsor, Hum Nutrition, who has an amazing giveaway for 3 of our sponsors. And a side note, I'm honestly super skeptical about any brand that claims to be the cure or the magical elixir to all your issues. But seriously, guys, Hum really does seem to heal almost all. I'm going to be honest right now. I have had terrible digestion and chronic bloating since I got back from Bali a few months ago, and it put me in a funk for a while. So when a friend recommended Hum to me, I decided to take the Flatter Me and Gut Instinct tablets, and now, let's just say I run a little more smoothly.
And Hum is offering 3 of our listeners 3 months of $150 worth of Hum products for free, which is amazing. All you have to do is rate and review our podcast on iTunes, send a screenshot to info@yourownmagic.life, and tell us that you want to submit for the Hum giveaway.
Yes, and don't forget about receiving 20% off Hum Nutrition with our promo code MAGIC.
So, moving more into how to tap into your truest and highest self and
yes,
live
your purpose.
Do you want to share more about?
Yeah, well, as we know, like, purpose is just not something that you find. It is something that already lives within us. And for me personally, I recognize that my purpose is probably what is on the forefront. My purpose is to help others with my issues, and my issues are usually at the forefront of my mind. A lot of times it crosses my mind right when I first arise in the morning, and even one of the last thoughts before bed, though I like to shift that into a more positive thought. Sometimes the dark thought does come in, or the what Eckhart Tolle calls the pain body, the pain body thought, the negative thought. It's so hard because the ego can just overpower my inner being, what is my true nature, and I'm going to be completely vulnerable right now because I do hope that this resonates with some people, but a lot of times it will be something that has to do with my human suit, my physical being. I had always been obsessed with healing foods and healing my body, but keeping my body so fit and even thin, and into a point where I just was so restrictive for so, so long. And after India, I decided to let go of that restriction and just be, you know, I still do eat mostly plant-based foods, but I do care more to intuitively eat. But
from so many years of restriction. When I was down in Bali in 2015, I was down to 88 pounds. Wow. And I'm 5'6". And just to give people, you know, a visual, that I was so unhealthy. I was so malnourished because I was so restrictive, because I was, my ego was so stuck on my value being about my body. And wow, I know that I am so beyond that. And we all are so beyond that. It's letting go of that restriction, just allowing my body to be at its natural happy state and weight is such a liberating relief. And now I realize that since that had always been at the forefront of my mind for so long, for actually I did realize it's been over a decade, because my eating disorder journey started back in high school when I was 15. Now I'm 27, so it's been about, it happened a little over a decade, and I had helped people overcome eating disorders, yet at that time, there were moments where I would relapse and fall back in and cave, and that didn't sit right. And now I know one of my purposes is to help everybody just recognize that they are not their human suit, that they are, that their being is what makes them so beautiful. And yes. So whatever challenge that might be at the forefront of your mind, maybe you're supposed to go through this challenge so you can live a purpose to help others heal in that way.
I don't even have words. That was just, I feel.
Allie watched this journey. Allie is a big part of this journey for me, honestly. And I know that that's one reason why she's here, and she's my soul twin. I have not ever felt so safe being able to open up to anybody on God's green earth about my issues at the time. I told her when I would relapse, and I will never, ever tell anybody, but there's something about having that soul twin or that one person that just looks at you and sees you and doesn't judge you for anything because they just love you unconditionally, and having that one person. Or even if it is just, let's say you don't feel like you have that one person, I'm sure there's somebody in your life who just wants to hear you. And I had held it in for so, so long. I was only able to really heal and recognize it once I was able to voice it. And Allie was that person for me that helped me heal and watch this whole journey. Yeah, I feel very, very, very blessed to have her. I don't know where I would be today with that, without her.
I am so, so, so honored to know you. And that was so powerful. I can see it in your eyes right now, how present you are and what a gift that you've just given to everyone, because this is something so many people, men mm-hmm. and women, struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even ours. It's like this collective mm-hmm. restriction, mm-hmm. this trauma and this pain that we all carry mm-hmm. with us that really hinders our highest self from shining through. And it's just incredible to be a part of it and to hear that. And I so honor your vulnerability.
Thank you.
Because this is true connection. This is true magic right here, is you sharing your story.
I honestly didn't even plan on talking about this, especially knowing that other people are going to be hearing about this, but clearly I'm supposed to, because it just came out.
Yeah, it was that. I mean, that was very healing for me to hear. Because that's something that I struggle with, and I'm sure that that is going to be huge for the people listening, because that was so honest. And guys, she really does not like share things with people very often. Like, you know, you are a very introspective person, and mm-hmm. so that was huge.
Yeah.
And I so honor you.
Oh.
And this is just such a beautiful moment right now.
I love you so much, and I love anybody who's listening and just felt like they are ready to take the first step to just voice and be honest and mm-hmm. really look at themselves in the mirror and just love their true inner self, because that is honestly, that's your beauty and that's your magic right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was beautiful. I think that was definitely a part of your purpose. Speaking of purpose. Yeah, because it is in you, you know, I think so much
or so often we're just thinking, I have to go find my purpose. What is my purpose? And there's this anxiety, there's this rush, and it comes from a place of wanting to achieve.
Yeah.
But it's right here.
Yeah.
It's right now. I remember writing that poem on Oahu and just thinking, like, it's now. It's to show up for what the moment is asking of us. Yeah.
we're staring at each other in our most present selves, looking inward, and it feels very right.
Mm-hmm. But again, like, you had to be so brave to face that in yourself. And so that's a huge part of living your truth. And that's a huge part of being in purpose.
Yeah.
Is the courage to share your story with your heart, to really walk through all parts of yourself and love all parts of yourself.
And I think that opening up about this had been my greatest fear. And I think that that's what, honestly, I mean, I'm feeling very transformational right now, if you understand what I mean by that. But it was my greatest fear. And now at this moment that you are listening, I have just taken that leap across from that fear. I feel like I just take in a great giant leap, and then I'm able to now just run and fly free. It's so liberating and freeing. And I recognize that that is what really holds so many of us back, is just that fear. And if we do allow ourselves to live day by day in that fear, then we're not able to excel. And that's what, if you want to label it, that's what brings us down, and we may fail at what we're really supposed to do. And that's, but you shouldn't have a fear to fail, and you shouldn't have a fear to expose and be vulnerable to your true self, because somebody's going to get inspired and feel listened to and not alone.
Yeah. And honestly, going off of that, changing our relationship to the fear of failure, because failure, it's not, you're not going to die from it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And it's actually a blessing, because failure is our greatest teacher. It's not failure if you learn something. And honestly, all it is this huge voice saying, hey, this isn't it.
Yeah.
Like, try a different path. Go a different way.
Yeah.
The path of your heart is that way. Turn around and go over there. Like, that's what that is.
Yeah.
And then you can learn from it. And it's not so much the fact that you failed. It's what you choose to do after that. Will you close off? Will you close your heart? Or will you be brave enough to stay open despite life's trials and challenges? Which is what you do, and what you just did.
I'm taking this all in, Allie.
You take it
Allie,
in.
Allie, she just has these moments throughout the day where, oh my gosh, this, like, queen of wisdom just spews out, and she just, it's amazing. She's so poetic and so inspiring, and I hope that you guys really take in this message, because it's true. Failure is not only our teacher, but our greatest blessing. Mm-hmm. It's the great blessing in disguise. Like, I look back at all the times that I did fail, quote unquote fail, because it's not really failure, because that, how else are you supposed to grow? How else are you supposed to achieve or recognize the achievement or embrace the achievement of anything?
Yeah.
You need the contrast in order to really enjoy it.
I mean, and honestly, if everything's going your way and you're like, oh, I got this, where's the growth in that?
Where's the growth?
Like, man, I remember, I mean, speaking of the body thing, like, I was, what, 13, 14, and I was like, oh, I'll be a model. It's LA. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I walked into this agency, and right away it was like, I was overweight. I wasn't tall enough. My hair was too long.
Oh.
Like, bam, 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 bam. Just like,
oh,
killing
no.
my ego. And at the time, I was like, ouch. Like, it was like the biggest rejection and failure. But I look back on that and I'm like, oh my God, what a blessing.
Hell yeah.
Because from that point forward, I was like, nope, I'm never doing that again.
I love it.
And because of that, you know, my path was altered. I didn't go into serious modeling. Instead, I
did something else entirely. I actually started working at a teen suicide hotline.
Wow.
And doing community service. And that was so fulfilling. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with modeling. I'm just saying that wasn't the path for me at the time. And it actually ended up redirecting me to this really powerful journey.
Where you actually saved lives.
Yeah. Honestly, it's not even that I was doing anything. Right. It was like this teen-to-teen suicide hotline. And all I would do is listen. That's the first thing they teach you. They train you for like, I don't remember, 6 months maybe, just on active listening. And I think that that right there was worth the entire thing, learning how to listen with my heart, because what is more healing? People just want to feel heard. They don't want advice. They don't want projection or whatever. They just want to feel heard and seen.
It's so true. Sometimes when people come vent or I go vent, it's like, that's one thing. I think one reason why I do just vent to you is because I don't really want the advice, but you do also end up channeling something and then give me the best advice in the world. But you do, you look at me and you, I love that you said that, actively listen. And when people come to me, I like to just listen.
Oh, that is your biggest, you listen, like you're the most active listener I know. And honestly, that's so much more important, because when you feel seen and heard, you can then just ask yourself, because that answer's inside of you. You know, you can say, tell me what I should do. Should I do this? Should I do that? And you can ask everyone, and it's never going to be enough validation ever.
And you already know.
You already know. It has to come from you.
From you. And so, you know where you can listen? A lot of times, I think everybody has a different spot, but I really can feel it in my solar plexus, like right below my heart, in my gut area. Like that is where, if I feel something there, I'm like, oh, that's it.
That's your place of power.
Yeah.
You know, they say the gut is the second brain.
I so believe that, because if I am not tapped in, you can see it.
You can see it, same. Oh, that's hilarious. But, I mean, going into this perspective of of failure and of rejection, like, let's just put this in a cosmic perspective for a second.
Allie's version of everything.
I'm going to get a little space nerdy here.
She's the biggest space nerd I know. I love it.
But, we live in a miraculous universe, right? And if you really look at it, we are a collection of atoms studying ourselves. And so right now, I'm sitting on this chair.
Yeah.
And I'm in this apartment, on this island, in the middle of the Pacific. But it's like, okay, and where is that? It's on planet Earth. Where is planet Earth? It's in the Milky Way. Where is the Milky Way? It is in the Virgo supercluster. Where is that? You know, I could just keep going on and getting even more nerdy with this, but it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's infinite, because we haven't explored the entire universe, and I don't even know that that's possible. So realistically, what I do, it matters in a sense, because those billion-year-old stars out there, they live within me.
Yeah.
That is still inside of me. And so what I do matters. But if I mess up from a cosmic perspective, it's okay.
In the grand scheme of this ginormous universe, it is definitely more than okay, because it was just a millisecond of a little mess up.
Yep.
That was actually, it probably was supposed to divinely happen.
Yeah, because even if it's completely a disaster, if you learn from it, it's not a disaster.
Yeah.
Because realistically, this life is such a small fraction of eternity.
Yeah.
And it's very humbling.
Yeah.
And it's the microcosm of the macrocosm. You know, it's like, we are small, but we are infinite.
Yeah.
And so I'm sharing this because you can chill out a little.
You know? It's like, you can chill out a little.
You can relax, because there's always more that you're going to want to do, and there's always more that you're going to want to become. And if you just recognize that you already are who you want to be.
Yeah.
You already have everything that you need to feel happy and fulfilled. And we all say that. But if you can truly step into this moment and live that. I mean, what is awakening other than being completely immersed in this moment? You know, no future worries, no past trauma or pain, just right here.
Right now. That reminds me of my favorite Lao Tzu quote. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. And if you are at peace, you are living in the present. So wise. And it is so true. If we can just... Of course, we don't expect, and our souls shouldn't, and our minds don't expect us to focus on every single moment and be present every single moment, unless we might be super enlightened, like Eckhart Tolle, like how he does it. I bow to him. That is just beyond wonderful. But most of us, it's hard to just truly embrace this the present, because where's the balance? Because we do want to reflect on the past. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to reflect on the past to see how we've grown. But the thing is that we don't want to dwell in the past. Like what I said about how I would look back at my fittest or thinnest self and be like, life is not good right now because I've been so fit before. No, that's not true, because in this present moment, I'm still so healthy and thriving, and I am good. I am fine. I am alive. I am able-bodied. Mm-hmm. Right now, in this present moment, I am just perfectly fine. I don't need to be anything else but how I am right now. And then also, it is wonderful to look at the future and have that, you know, dream of what you might want to manifest, because that's something to look forward to. And I think that that does give us a great mm-hmm. drive. Like, what if you don't have something to look forward to, then you get depressed. Because, you know, when, for example, a lot of people say that when they've achieved their highest goal, like when a president actually becomes president moments later, he actually gets really depressed, because it's like, what now?
What
you
now?
Know? Or when they leave office. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, or when people won a Nobel Peace Prize, a lot of times, like right afterwards, there's a long period of depression. Or when people have the best-selling book and they are anxious about the next book because it's like they want to top it off. And so they're either so stuck in the fact that, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? Or they're very anxious about the future because they really just, nothing looks better than the future. For example, if you are in the present moment, but you're looking at your future of what you want to manifest, and you're looking at that with anxiety because you don't think that this present moment is as ideal mm-hmm. as what you want to accomplish in the future. If you think that that is what you want to have in the future, and you're comparing it to this present moment, if you're comparing that future moment to this present moment, then this present moment might not feel good enough, when that is so not true. It's just fine to have dreams and aspirations and to keep that going, but this present moment right now is just enough. That journey to get to where you want to go is perfect. No need to have anxiety or to look at that or compare that future moment or the past moment to the present moment, because there's nothing better than where you are at right now.
Mm-hmm. And there it is. You know, how do you create your own reality? You mm-hmm. set an intention, you take action and manifest, and then you surrender and let it go.
Yes.
Because that's it right there. Like, if you set an intention that is much bigger than you, mm-hmm. like, my intention is to be an instrument of love mm-hmm. for the universe to live through. How much love can I give, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's like, that is my huge, broad intention, and it's a lot louder than my fear. So when I have mm-hmm. fear, like, oh, are people going to listen to this podcast? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
You know, whatever, because that's totally there. It's like, who cares? Just show up, do yes. your best, give as much love as possible, because you cannot control the outcome. I see this a lot, actually, with Instagram, where it's like, that number's never going to be enough. Ever. You can have 10 million followers, you're going to want 20.
Yeah.
You can have 5 followers, you're going to want 500. It's just, it's never enough. And yeah. so we need, as a culture, I'm not just saying social media,
right,
to transition from that consumer mindset of what can I get? What can I get? How much more can I get to
yeah.
what can I give?
Yes.
What do I have to give? Because I have intrinsic value simply because mm-hmm. I am here.
Mm-hmm.
I have intrinsic value and I have so much to give.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get in touch with that? You slow down and you get still and you listen to your heart, and then you give that back to the world. And so,
and then it just honestly naturally comes.
It's natural, you know. It's like, if it feels really hard and like you're trying to bend life to your will, it's probably not for you. Like, I always think of this analogy I read. I can't remember where it's from, but you pick up a grain of sand,
grip it with your hands, the sand immediately falls out. Leave your palms open, you can hold this huge pile of sand. And so this is how it must be with life, is that open receptivity, learning how to trust and surrender and receive. So
yes,
set your intention, actively manifest, and then let it go.
And then let it go. Do not get stuck in this needs to happen, otherwise right now is not great. Nope. Just set it out. Just trust. Have unwavering faith that it's going to happen. And I promise you, it probably will. It might take time, but it will.
It will happen at the right time.
At the most divine timing.
And also, there are no ordinary moments. The small moments, they count. Because
yeah,
the extraordinary moments that you think are amazing and huge, that's always there. That's always available. You just happen to be tapping into it at that time. So it feels really special. But you're always capable. You're always powerful. Always. That love is always there. And so in the small moments, your life energy, you invest it with what you think about. You invest it in what you focus on. And so say you're focusing on this argument or a negative thought towards yourself. Just ask yourself, like, would my highest self invest in this? Is this the reality that I would like to create?
Yeah.
Because that is the law of attraction. And even if that's too woo-woo for listeners, like, it's not even this esoteric thing. It's just life is made up of choices in the small moments. Mm-hmm. And they matter. And
they do.
The more aware and present you become to that, the more that they will gradually take shape in the big moments, and you'll realize that you are the artist of your own life, that the future is a blank canvas, and you hold the paintbrush, and that is your heart. And if you let your heart guide you and be your compass, and you can surrender the mind,
yeah,
it's going to be the most beautiful, huge, infinitely capable life ever.
One that honestly you may have constructed in your mind, but even better, beyond what you can even fathom.
I mean, going back to that cosmic perspective of like, where am I? I don't really know. I'm somewhere in the really
in this little
very
dot.
Infinitely large universe. It's Carl Sagan's pale blue dot, you know? And so all I can know for certain is that I'm here.
Yeah.
And therefore, the agreements and rules of our life, from this perspective, they really are just agreements that we made, that we were ingrained with from birth. But when you realize that you are the one who agreed to it, you agreed to these rules, you can change them.
You can.
And it starts with the small moments.
The small moments. And maybe we can give like a micro example. So let's say your intention is you want to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be, and maybe go beyond that. Let's say you want to be an author and a best-selling author or something. That's your goal. That's what you want to manifest. But you think you don't want to take the time to write daily, or you allow fear to block you from getting in the way of taking just even 30 minutes to write daily. But you realize that if you take 30 minutes a day to write towards that book, just 30 minutes a day, it will end up manifesting and coming. Your book will come into fruition at some point. It would probably not even take that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about actually like applying that little step, little by little, being present. A lot of times, I think a lot of people think, well, I don't really like the process, because then there's, you know, public or PR that needs to go in or something. Like, some people just don't want to deal with the process, so that holds them back from accomplishing what their dreams are. But you know what? That moment of that thing you don't really want to do, that will get you to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And it's a moment. It's not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be doing the stuff that you don't like forever. It just gets you to where you want to go in the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. And to even give them like a current example, we were trying to figure out how to set up the audio for this podcast and everything. And I was getting so frustrated because I know nothing. We're walking into this like super blindly. Yeah. And I was just like kind of impatient and lacking compassion with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of my mind was like, can we even do this? And that was my fear talking. And then I had to really come home to my heart and get still and be like, how do I do this? By not looking at the overwhelming tidal wave of the whole picture.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
It's just like, take one step forward and the ground will appear beneath your feet, and then another step and a little more ground will appear, and then you have a whole path eventually and you get to the really good stuff.
Yes. But
the challenging stuff, that's a teacher for patience and compassion.
Patience, compassion, and also, like Kathy Eldon said in our interview, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So moments like we're trying to figure out this audio and we're just really uncomfortable, well, we have to get comfortable with that being uncomfortable if we want to actually bring this out into the universe.
Yeah. And that's the shift. It's the goal is not comfort and happiness. The goal is growth.
Yeah.
The goal is to live authentically and to show up completely present.
Mm.
And so everything else is simply a teacher.
Yeah. Amazing.
That is amazing.
And I would love to hear from any of our listeners about what maybe intentions you have or what your struggles are with this or what you fear and what you want to let go of, like whatever resonates with you, please feel free to email us. We created a little email, info@yourownmagic.life. That's right, .life. So I just like to hear from other people, or leave it in a review for us. That would be amazing.
Yeah, because honestly, this is one of our major intentions, is to create an actual community.
Yeah.
Where we get to hear your feedback, we get to hear your journeys, and really connect with you. And so please tell us what's important to you.
Maybe we should create a little community on our website. If you guys are interested in that, you should also let us know.
Yeah, but we're very open, and we really just want to respect and honor and give as much love as we possibly can to you guys. So
thank you
so much for listening.
Oh, so beyond grateful for you taking this time, this hour, to just tune in.
And I want to acknowledge you, Raquel, for your just complete openness and honesty and vulnerability and always being completely present and embodied no matter what.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much, and I must honor you for always looking at me and not judging me, but also with other people, and just sharing your message and your whys from your wise words, and just being authentically and unapologetically you at all times too, which just naturally inspires others.
I love you.
I love you.
And we love all of you.
We love all of you.
So
I'm glad you got to see our sister, soul twinhood, we call it.
Yeah, our sisterhood. Yeah. And please have the most magical day as you live and breathe your own magic.
We are so grateful you tuned into this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and those of you who leave a rating and review, we want to share our gratitude by sending you a special gift. Just email info@yourownmagic.life and we will send you an exclusive meditation guided by the both of us.
And make sure to say hi to us on Instagram. I'm @AllieMichelleL. Don't forget the random L at the end.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. Thank you.
And have a magical day.